Let's talk about hypoxia, hyperventilation, carbon monoxide poisoning, and spatial disorientation. Hypoxia is a state of oxygen deficiency which impairs the brain and other organs. One of the symptoms of hypoxia is a sense that nothing is wrong. State of euphoria, headache, drowsiness, and dizziness are also symptoms. The dangerous thing about hypoxia is that it's insidious. You don't know that you're getting it when you get it, and so it is very important to use supplemental oxygen when flying at high altitudes. Hyperventilation is a deficiency of carbon dioxide in the body that's a result of rapid excess breathing due to tension or fear or emotional anxiety. Symptoms of hyperventilation will subside after the rate and the depth of the breathing are brought under control. Pilot should be able to overcome the symptoms and avoid occurrences by talking, breathing into a bag, or consciously slowing the breathing rate. Carbon monoxide is a colorless, odorless, and tasteless gas contained in exhaust fumes. Symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning include a headache, drowsiness, and dizziness. Large accumulations of carbon monoxide in the human body will result in a loss of muscular power. Susceptibility to carbon monoxide poisoning increases as altitude increases. If you detect that you have symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning, you should immediately shut off the heater and open the air vents. There are various complex motions and forces and visual senses that are encountered in flight that may result in misleading information being sent to the brain by the various sensory organs. Spatial disorientation can result if these body signals are used to interpret flight attitude. The best way to overcome spatial disorientation is to have faith in the flight instruments. Trust the flight instruments. Rely on the flight instruments rather than taking a chance on your sensory organs. You should avoid flying above 10,000 MSL for long periods of time without using supplemental oxygen. Regulations require that when you're operating at cabin pressure altitudes above 12,500 up to and including 14,000 MSL, that supplemental oxygen be used by the flight crew for that flight time in excess of 30 minutes at those altitudes. Above 15,000 feet, each and every occupant must be provided with supplemental oxygen. Aviation breathing oxygen should be used to replenish the oxygen system for flight. Oxygen that's used for medical or welding should not be used because it contains too much water. If you have too much water in the oxygen, the water could condense and freeze in the oxygen lines, which would block the flow of oxygen. Also, if you use oxygen with a high water concentration, it can cause corrosion in the oxygen system.